This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, May the 3rd, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
Cure SMA and Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy have formed a strategic partnership with Prometheus Research. This is to improve data collection and analysis for patients with SMA and Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Both the U.S. nonprofit groups have developed notable patient registry initiatives in the past decade. The Cure SMA Clinical Data Registry collects information from patient electronic health records. This is done at 10 sites nationwide as part of the Cure SMA Care Center Network, and it was established in 2018. Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy, or PPMD, runs the world's largest patient-reported registry for Duchenne and Becker muscular dystrophy. The Duchenne registry has nearly 5,000 patients. They work with 24 certified Duchenne care centers nationwide. They recently published a 10-year report, and it informed researchers and sponsors about patient-reported outcomes. Pat Furlong is the founding president and CEO of PPMD. She says themselves and Cure SMA have grown up together and have shared ideas for many years. Both PPMD and Cure SMA independently sought new technology partners for their respective registries, but their searches took them to the same vendor, Prometheus. The founder of Prometheus, David Vakola, says there was a natural synergy between the two organizations. Since their interests were similar, it made sense that the software they were implementing was complementary. Vakola also said that the partnership between PPMD and Cure SMA sets a precedent. He said, quote, "Rare disease groups have long believed that the solution required for their organization would be highly specific, but we're seeing a huge push in biotechnology and medicine that makes rare disease much more amenable to collaboration. Many of the clinical care centers serving patients of both groups are the same. By using the same data platform, it reduces the burden on clinical teams to participate in these registries. Families with children with Duchenne can go to a healthcare provider and provide informed consent, and their electronic health record will be made available. That data will then be pushed to that registry. On the Prometheus Rex registry platform, data can be merged with multiple sources. This includes patient-reported registry data, information from insurance companies, smartphone applications, biosensor information from wearables, and population-level data. The platform will help Cure SMA and PPMD understand how new therapies are changing outcomes and provide greater access to those treatments. The US FDA approved Exondys 51 for DMD in September 2016 and Biogen Spinraza for SMA 3 months later. The agency is also reviewing Zolgen SMA. This is a gene therapy developed by AveXis for infants affected by SMA type 1. Approval is expected in May. In addition, a Sarepta gene therapy trial is underway for DMD. Cure SMA's president, Kenneth Hobby, said that with new treatments, the experience of SMA is rapidly shifting. Healthcare providers need to adapt quickly to these changing needs. The goal of the SMA Care Center Network is to develop an evidence-based standard of care that will address this changing landscape. Also, expanding access to approved SMA treatments and help accelerate and enhance insurance coverage and reimbursement. However, FDA approval is not the end of the journey. Both organizations have the same hopes and dreams about changing the outcomes. It appears with gene therapy, there are early signs that are going to change the trajectory of the diseases. The next hurdle is providing access to treatment and reimbursement. Robust platforms that combine data from multiple sources provide real-world data the FDA can use. They can monitor post-market safety, demonstrate a treatment's efficacy, and persuade insurers to provide reimbursement. Biotech industry partners can also use that data to support clinical trials, and it can help expand a treatment to a new population beyond its FDA approval, such as to younger children.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
The following is a topic that was posted in the SMA Parents and Caregivers Forum on April 24th, 2019. Finding the right aid for your child. If you have a child with SMA who's in school, finding the right aid for them is important. When I was in school, I had multiple aides with me throughout elementary, middle, and high school. I did a column on this subject recently. Based on my experiences, I wanted to share a few tips for parents and caregivers on this subject. Please feel free to add your own tips as well. Basic qualifications. This one is obvious, but it's important that the person who will assist your child has the proper qualifications to do so. My aides were mainly there to take notes for me in class, help me with my books and supplies, help me in between classes, etc. However, if your child has a lot of medical equipment that they need extensive help with, make sure that the aide is qualified to handle those tasks as well. All of this should be covered in your child's 504 or IEP plan, but it's best to double check. Personality. Keep in mind that your child's aide will be with them for the majority of the day, every day. That said, you want this person to not only be able to meet your child's needs at school, but also to be able to converse with them and make them feel at ease. I know from experience that it can be awkward having an adult follow you around at school all day, but it helps when they have a good personality. The best aides I had were ones who I could talk to easily, and who weren't awkward around my friends and I. It's important to talk with your child to make sure that they're comfortable with their aide, given the amount of time that they spend with them. This brings me to my last point. Make sure that your child's aide gives them space. This one is important. Obviously, you want your child's aide to be there to help them, but the aide needs to have barriers as well. I can't tell you how annoying it was when aides would insist on sitting next to me every minute of the day, and would never give me any space. When an aide is overbearing like this, it can really impede on a child's social development. Granted, it's up to the child to speak up for themselves, but I would still recommend checking in on them to make sure that their aide is giving them space. Let them be a kid and spend time with their friends at school, without their adult aide hovering over them. Are these tips helpful? Do you have any other tips or experiences regarding school aides? Be sure to join the SMA News Today forums to join in on discussions like this. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.